Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
This is Opening Day with WTMJ.
We are live at American Family Field. It's not a bad day. The wind's, I would say, light. A little chilly, but, you know, that's to be expected in Milwaukee in almost April. But it's always exciting, and especially when you get inside. And that's where Greg Matzik finds us. And he's got a special guest, Trevor McGill. I think he's 29 on the roster, if I remember right. Take it away, Greg.
Standing right next to me. Now, we are Trevor and I'm a little curious how this is going to work, Trevor. I'm nervous for you, right? The Brewers have just wheeled out this overhanging archway that's got a Brewers logo on it, some barrels, and you're going to hear some pops, and it's going to look like fireworks when the Brewers run out, introduced one by one. I am a little nervous.
Just had a misfire.
There was a misfire, yeah. Something just happened. But I'm worried you're going to hit your head on the Brewers logo. Is that thing tall enough for you?
Old duck. We'll make it work.
Okay. Well, Hudson says he's an inch taller than you. Can you confirm or deny that?
No, he's definitely taller.
Okay. He also said he's better looking. Can you confirm or deny that?
I have hair.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. Good to go. Welcome back, man. Back from New York. It's got to be good to be back home. You guys have been gone for a long time. It's good to be back home.
5 days or whatever it was out there in New York. It's a long, long way to start the season.
Yeah, and you start it now here with the Milwaukee portion of the schedule. What does it mean just to be back home and have an opportunity to be a part of a team again on an opening day in front of the fan base?
Yeah, no, these are my people here in Milwaukee, and, you know, it's always nice coming home middle of the season or even beginning of the season. So, opening day was great last year. It was the first one for me. The second one probably be just as good. So looking forward to it.
So take me back to the offseason, right? Devin Williams, of course, traded. Does somebody give you a heads up, or how do you find out that the guy who was an all-star closer for this team is no longer a part of the team, opening the door for you to kind of take over that role again?
I mean, we kind of saw it on MLB Transactions Daily or, you know, any of those social media platforms that kind of post that stuff and stay on top of it. So, you know, once we saw that, it just kind of just knew that, you know, keep training, keep doing what you need to do, and, you know, things will fall in place for you.
Is that jarring in any way? Anytime a teammate, you know, moves on from the organization, obviously it's a, you know, good contract for Devin out now playing with New York.
Yeah, I mean, we had a lot of moves last year. We didn't just lose him. We lost Willie, you know, and then Wu's on his way back, and, you know, there's pieces that are, you know, coming together and finding some replacements for, and, you know, it's, I think we've done a good job, and 3 games is a little too early to see just how good this team is. So, you know, we got a lot of games left and a lot of wins to get.
Trevor McGill joining us. Hopefully get a chance to work the ninth here today. What is it about the mentality of a closer? Why does it take a special person to be able to close out a baseball game in the ninth inning?
Shoot, man, it beats me. I got shoved into that role last year and just, you know, did what I did, and, you know, I'm grateful to have a couple gold gloves and a platinum behind me, because, I mean, at least 3 of those saves came from the glove. So, I mean, Perkins, Sal, and a few others. So it definitely helps having guys like that where I could just throw heaters, curveballs, whatever it is, just get, you know, pop those ground outs and maybe a strikeout sprinkled in here and there.
Does that really work into your mentality when you know you've got a defense like you continue to have here in Milwaukee?
Yeah. I mean, definitely there's a lot of different things you got to keep into play when, you know, the scores are what the scores are. But when there's a 2 or 3 run lead and, you know, you got a little wiggle room, you know, trusting Sal Garrett and Churio out there is fantastic.
Nothing seems to fall. Speaking of Churio, he's now 21. It seemed like a big celebration during spring training. How do you think about yourself as a 21-year-old cracking through and becoming a budding star in the major leagues? Is that impressive even to some of the older guys on this team, what he's able to do?
Yeah, man, he's super focused, and he brings it every single day. He's one of our guys that, you know, took us very far last year. A little bit of a skid early in the season, but he settled down, and I mean, we saw the numbers we saw. It was just so impressive. That guy, he's very good at baseball. 21 years old is crazy.
Yeah, I don't think he put too much stock into batting averages in spring training, but anytime you hit close to .500, I think it stands out. Right? Yeah. It's just pretty impressive stuff.
Yeah, he was smacking it in spring.
You mentioned the loss of Willie Adames, obviously on and off the field. That's a big loss, right? Clubhouse leader. You always knew when Willie was in the clubhouse. Big smile. Does it take a group of people to kind of replace that level of, you know, chemistry building in the clubhouse and a guy that was a connector like Willie?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to take some adjusting, but we got Joey over there at shortstop, and, I mean, same type of personality, man, always a smile, always upbeat, just really wants to be part of the team and part of wins, and, you know, it's going to take, you know, a couple more games just to see everything settle down, and I think we're in a great spot for that.
So. Joey's bringing the mustache game this year, too. That thing is fierce.
He has a fantastic mustache, man. It's so good.
Well, Trevor, I hope you get a chance to close out the game here tonight. Great to have you back
Absolutely.
With the
Thank
team.
You, Greg.
Appreciate you joining us in the dugout here. That's Brewers closer Trevor McGill.